there. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
It's going good. A strange thing happened on Sunday. Now, we record shows twice a week, usually.
You turn into a wolf?
Yeah. And it was Sunday. Today's Wednesday. Just to give people a bit of perspective at the time that we're recording. So we usually record shows every Wednesday and every Sunday when we can. And we sat down, recorded a show, most of a show, I would say, probably about 50 minutes of it. And then we decided, we looked at each other, we kind of decided that we just were not feeling that show.
Yeah, but that's also because we tried to do something different. We didn't stick to the regular structure of our show, which so far has proven to work pretty well for 200 something episodes.
Something like that.
And we're like, we had no structure whatsoever, and I think that just totally fucked us both.
Yeah, because the plan was just to kind of riff for an hour and just sort of see how well we could talk when we have absolutely no agenda, no notes, no nothing. But it was actually, I think, we don't have a problem doing that, but I think it was just a bad day for both Rochelle and I. We were just kind of out of it. So without the benefit of the show structure, we were just kind of staring at each other and going,
and that's the reason why we did all those stupid changing our voices and stuff.
Yeah, now, like, just to give I do have a little clip of what was going to be
the salvaged part,
which will be our forever unreleased episode. So we're just burying it. I still have the file. I'm not going to delete that, but
I think you should delete it. It was so bad.
I'm not going to listen.
I remember saying some stuff and thinking afterwards, why the fuck did I say that? That was so stupid.
No, I'm never going to listen to it, but I need that peace of mind knowing that I have it.
Why?
Just because.
Eric, if it's shit, it's shit.
All right. Anyways, here's an episode of what we like to, or an excerpt rather of what we like to call our lost episode. First time, but hey, every once in a while things just don't work out. You just throw it fucking away. So here's some of the stupidness when I was playing around with the effects on the mixer.
I'm like an owl.
That's hot.
What a summer lab.
You should try and say stuff like what Barry White says.
Hey, sexy bitch, suck on my cock.
No, Barry White's romantic. He's not an asshole.
Suck on my sexy cock. You like that? You like that? Make you wet. Yeah, I can tell. It's snowy over here.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, so it was kind of like that, but for... Well, I think that was probably one of the better...
That was the only good part.
And the rest was just kind of like, yeah. So, be thankful that we didn't release it. It probably would have led you to unsubscribe or just to think that we've completely lost our minds. But don't worry, we're back to normal. It's a better day. I think I had to do something with the full moon, really.
I think the full moon fucks everybody up.
Now, I like to always sort of take this scientific approach to things, but there's something about that fucking moon.
There is. It's scientific too, because doesn't it have something to do with how our bodies are made up of 80% of water?
I don't know.
And the moon has something to do with water. And the tide, you know, the tide goes in and out. Because of the moon. So maybe there's like tides in our brains.
Sure. Our brain tides were going a bit crazy. And
I think the reason why the werewolf myth was made up is because there were so many weird stuff that happened on a full moon.
I can't explain it, but I just know that when we sat down to do the show, it just didn't work out. And, you know, I'm sure we've done shows before that happened to fall on full moon, but I think that combined with the fact that we decided to do something a little bit different added up to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't put out shit.
And the only reason why we know it was a full moon is because after we did our shitty show,
yeah,
we went for a walk and got a Slurpee.
Yeah, and then everything was better.
Right? Yeah, and I think halfway through the show, or half, no, we got the Slurpee before the show.
Oh, yeah.
Half of the show, my mouth was frozen from the Slurpee.
You're like, I can't fucking talk.
I can't pronounce words right now.
Things are back to normal, don't worry. We have a website. It's called tiptaptip.com. You go there, you subscribe to the thing, and there's also links to iTunes where you should, right now, stop, pause the show, stop, just stop it, take your dick out of your hands, go to the computer, type in like tip tap tip on iTunes. All right, you there? Are you there?
What about for the ladies? What if the ladies...
Stop flicking your shit. Get to the computer.
Take your tit out of your hand.
Take your tit out of your hand. Go to the computer. Open up iTunes. Type in tip, tap, tip. Okay. Are you there? Did you do it? Good. Now what you want to do is go... When you find us under the podcast section, give us 5 stars. Okay. I'll wait for you to do it. Did you do it? Perfect. That's great. It's so fucking good.
Wow, you're talking like that little Dora show.
Yeah, okay.
For kids.
And now what you want to do is you want to write a review. Do it in your own sort of voice. Yeah, I don't need to tell you what to write, but it should be something along the lines that we're the best fucking thing in the world. Best podcast you've ever heard. Ever. And, you know, write it from Tip Tap Tip's biggest fan, whatever your name is, right? You did that? Good. Glad you did that.
Yay.
It makes me fucking happy. Right?
You did good. Thank you for helping Tip Tap Tip.
Yeah, exactly. It's easy as 1, 2, 3.
You're really good at telling people what to do, Eric. You should have that as a job.
Exactly. You do that thing, it's just as easy as 1, 2, 3.
And then you do that thing.
Okay, I might play the song periodically throughout the show, but
hey, isn't that the same song that we played on our shitty version of the show?
Exactly. Forever. Here's an interesting story about a man who, well, the crime itself was actually nothing out of the ordinary, but his name happened to be a bit out of the ordinary. Bizao Dudu Zoppity Bop Bop Bop. That is his legal name.
What?
Was arrested in Wisconsin. The unusually named 30-year-old man was in jail in Madison, Wisconsin. Police say he violated his bail conditions from a previous run-in with the law. Court records show that his name used to be Jeffrey Drew Wilshk. He illegally changed it in October. Zoppity Bop 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 was arrested last week after residents complained of excessive drinking and drugs. I'm sure some of those drugs went into his creative name change. Yeah, can you say that?
Wow, that's crazy. That's a really long name.
Bizao
so his last name is Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
And his first name is Bizao.
Bizao Dudu.
Dudu is his middle name.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Authorities say he was arrested in another local park last April after police found a loaded handgun in his backpack. He's tentatively charged with carrying a concealed knife and possession of drug paraphernalia and marijuana.
It's just ridiculous. If you could change your name, would you change it to Tip Tap Tip?
No.
Good.
I would not change it to Zoppity Bop 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 either. So okay. I thought there were rules when it came to
naming yourself.
Yeah, like because it's not like you could go into like the name changing office or whatever registry or whatever and go, yeah, I'd like to change my name to my new legal name to be Adolf Hitler. They'd probably go, you know what? Usually we're pretty good about this sort of thing. We do take exceptions just to dumb fucking names. I'm surprised that something like this kind of went through the.
No, I think that probably. When you're an adult, you can probably give yourself your whatever name you want.
I would like to change.
Do you know what I mean? Like when Well, we read that article a long time ago about names that the government won't allow people to name their kids, right?
Yeah.
And they were really dumb, like even more dumb than that.
Yeah, because there was I can't even remember, but it was just...
I can't even remember what some of them were. I know that I think it was like an something that I saw on TV, and this lady was named Marijuana Coca-Cola.
Really?
Yeah. And she refused to change her name. And she was a teacher. So now her students have to call her Marijuana Coca-Cola.
I would just shorten it to like Mary or something like that.
No, she refused. She was like, this is the name my parents gave me, so this is what I'm going to name, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? Maybe your parents were fucked when they named you.
Sometimes daddy and mommy do not know best, and sometimes daddy and mommy have a fucking ravenous coke habit.
Yeah.
And it seemed like a good idea as they're coming down from their fucking 3-day high. This name, my fucking coke baby. Marijuana, Coca-Cola, because those are the two things I love best.
Those are things that are on the table, and they're awesome.
Because those are the things I like best before, you know, when I'm not...
Before and after we get high.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty glad my parents didn't give me, like, a stupid name.
Yeah, it's about as good as it can get, right?
Yeah.
What else we got here? Well, let me see... this is a thing. Actually, I read this I think it was a Toronto Star earlier this week. I've done this actually a couple of times where I've almost done this, and it's been an issue with me. 911 pocket calls are a growing problem. Police launch a campaign Monday in Toronto encouraging cell phone users to lock it before they pocket to combat growing numbers of accidental calls. Have you ever done this, Rochelle?
Because my phone flips closed.
Which is actually one of the reasons why flip phones are kind of good, because once you close it, you're done. Now, yeah. Actually this morning, in fact, I thought I had locked my phone before I threw it in my jacket pocket, and then I was pulling it out to pause something or whatever, and I noticed that I was like dialing a number. I'm like, what the shit?
What number was it?
I don't even know, but it came up as like Chinese characters, which is kind of weird, but I don't know. But I know on mine, like, it has like the emergency call thing on the lock screen, so that if, say, I've been shot in the face and a stranger comes and needs to use my phone to call the police, they can do it if they don't know my lock code, right?
Oh, so they can phone 911 without...
Yeah, they can make an emergency call. To an emergency number without unlocking my phone.
Oh, that's probably good. Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess the problem is it says here, Toronto police received 107,000, pocket dials last year. That's a hell of a lot, which occur when a button on the cell phone program to call 911 is inadvertently hit while the device is stored to pants, pocket, or purse. Police also received 116,000 misdialed calls, which are non-emergency calls made to 911. The high volume of unintentional calls is causing a drain on law enforcement resources, police said. That makes sense with that many calls. In a call released by Toronto police, one man mistakenly dials 911, and his phone proceeds to play a song by hip-hop stars Drake and Rihanna. My bad, the cell phone owner said when the operator called him back. I call you guys like every day, man. It's an accident.
But don't you get charged for it if you phone 911 accidentally? Isn't there like a big fine for that?
I think they should just kind of do that. That would smart people up real quick.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought too.
Maybe someone told me that, because I know when I was in junior high, this guy that was in my class decided to phone 911. He thought it would be really funny. And yeah, and it, like, from inside the school's office, like counselor's office, because he was one of those kids that had to go see a counselor because he was bad.
Yeah.
And, I think when you do phone 911, the cops or the firemen have to go down.
Yeah.
They can't ignore it.
You know, 'cause you could be passed out. Like, you know, if you're, what I write.
Right? Or you could be in a situation where you dialed it, and then after you dialed it, the robber has a gun to your head, and you can't say anything, so they need to answer it just out of caution.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
So I think that's it doesn't make any sense for all the people who are phoning from their cell phones because they're just fucking everything up.
Yeah. Like,
so I think there should be a charge for it.
I think they should respond to every call. And that way, if you do misdial, you look like a fucking idiot.
No, I think they do because, in this one apartment building that I was living in, they were doing fire alarm testing. And for some reason, they didn't give each individual apartment a notice. And I didn't go by the front door and see that they were doing fire alarm testing the next day.
Yeah.
So I'm in my place. All of a sudden, the fire alarm goes off and it was like, holy shit, what the fuck is happening? Mm-hmm. And so I phoned the non-emergency number.
The Calgary police number or whatever.
Yeah, and because I called the non-emergency fire alarm number, they still had to come down and check and make sure everything was okay, mm-hmm. even though they knew that they were doing fire alarm testing.
Yeah. I don't know. You would think, over 100,000 calls.
That was really embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because then this whole fire truck shows up. And I'm like, hi, yeah, sorry, I didn't know.
I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I did bad things. This is a thing. This is I guess in the States right now, they're having the Republican primaries, which is, for those who aren't following U.S. politics.
I got harassed by the Conservative Party for the last couple days.
Why are they phoning you?
I swear, the same number has appeared on my phone numerous times, like at least 3 or 4 times in one day. And I'm like, who the fuck is this?
So you answer.
And they're not leaving a voicemail.
Yeah.
And like, obviously it's not important. It's some sort of telemarketing, right?
Yes.
And then so I finally answered it today and it was like, hi, this is the Conservative Party. We're wondering if you would like to support us and your candidate in your neighborhood. And I was like, no.
Yeah. You know why? No, because you keep on phoning and bugging me.
Fuck off.
And now because you did that, now I'm going to take a whole bunch of illegal drugs and go shoot people. Thanks, Conservative Party.
Yeah. Thanks for bugging me and pissing me off.
You drove me to become a hardened criminal because of your fucking persistence. But
there's enough conservatives in our province anyway.
Yeah,
certainly don't need my support.
Not in this province, at least.
No.
In the States, they're currently going through the Republican primaries, which is the thing where they decide who's going to go up against Barack Obama in the elections. Which
the Republicans are the more strict ones.
They're like the sort of more right of center, the more conservative guys in the States. Whereas the Democrats,
what the hell does that mean?
Are they more
liberal or more conservative?
They're more conservative.
Okay.
Yeah, the Democrats are more liberal, right? So they're currently going through the process of deciding who's.
But they don't even have a liberal party there. There's nothing like that there. There's just the two.
There's just two parties,
and they're just kind of the same. Seems like to me.
It's kind of boring. This is like, all right, is it going to choose one asshole or another asshole? It's like, all right, I guess I'll choose the guy who's less of an asshole this time. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, mix it up. Okay, this is why I like European politics, because they have a lot of parties. They have to form coalitions, which means I don't like you that much, but I need your help in order to fucking govern this country. Whereas it's just like, in the States, it's just like, you're a fucking asshole. You're also an asshole. That's just what they say back and forth. Just everybody, it's just stupid. More parties.
I just find, I don't know very much about American politics, but anytime I do see any American politicians talking, they are so fake. And it's so obvious.
Yeah. The other thing I like about...
They all went to Toastmasters.
Yeah.
And practiced a lot.
Yes. The other thing I like about, Canadian politics is there isn't sort of like set term limits in the States, somebody's an alien can be a president for 4 years before that they have to go up for election again, right? And they can only be a president for a maximum of 8 years, right?
Yeah.
But they have elections at very set dates, right? Which means people start campaigning 2 years before the actual election date, right? Like the election is in November. And people are still doing all this bullshit.
So all presidents serve for 4 years.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I thought there were ones that served less for some reason.
Well, I guess if you're impeached, like, you know, if there's, they throw you.
What does
you
that
up,
mean?
It means they've done something.
Toss you out the door.
Yeah, you've done something criminally wrong and they find a reason to throw you out.
Because you fucked your secretary?
Because you fucked up or you did something really bad and they find a reason to toss you out, in which case the vice president would take over until the time of another election. So they did that with Nixon.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. I knew there was, but there, I think there's another one to that.
They tried to do that with Clinton because he's fucking his, whatever.
Yeah, see, from my perspective, if our prime minister was screwing his secretary who was hot, well, don't you think Canadians would be like, yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Getting some booty.
It's getting some trim on the side. Good
yeah.
Job.
Like, I don't think Canadians would really care that. I wouldn't really care that much. It would bug
as
me.
As long as you can still do your job, we're okay. Right? As long as it doesn't affect your performance on your 9-to-5
yeah.
job. All right. Whatever, you know, what you do in your personal life is your own business, right?
I think so.
Yeah. As long as you're not firing missiles off to like random shit.
Yeah, and as long as if you're not doing anything that's, you know, very, very illegal or disgusting.
Yeah.
Or wasting people's money.
If getting your dick sucked is the one thing that keeps you from pushing it, one thing which keeps your fucking finger off the button with the nukes to Russia, fucking
go for it.
Have at her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dick sucked.
Yeah.
Keeps us
consensually sucked.
If it keeps us safe, that's good for me. But anyways, like there's the two main parties in the States, the Democrats and the Republicans.
What was the president that wanted to stick cigars up ladies?
That was, Bill Clinton. I think, I'm not sure if it was alleged or if he actually did do that, but apparently.
I think that would be really unsanitary.
Well, then he smoked it.
How can you smoke it if it's all wet?
I don't know how wet this vagina was at the time, but.
No, but most vaginas would be somewhat wet enough to wet the
cigar.
Well,
I've gone camping and made a fire out of like wet logs. It smokes a lot, but the, but you can do it.
I don't think that's the same.
Well, I'm just trying to make an analogy based on what I know, right?
Oh, no, I made a fire out of wet logs. That's the same as a vagina.
Smoking a cigar, which just came out of a juicy pussy. All right. I don't know. I just.
It's kind of funny. You're sitting there smoking your vagina-flavored cigar while talking to, like, the president of another country.
It's like, if he only knew, he'd probably give me a high five. It's like, good job, buddy.
Yeah.
So, I guess there's the two main parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. There's also, I guess, a number of lesser-known parties, you know, people who just are running for president just because they feel...
They're allowed to have more than those two parties?
They're allowed to, but oftentimes the other parties don't stand any chance because they don't have the money behind them in order to launch any sort of successful campaign like the...
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of money to campaign to be a president. Yeah, it's all kind of bullshit.
That seems kind of bullshit.
So there's I think there's a show on the news showing some questions from some other candidates from some lesser known parties and giving them a bit of time to kind of outline their platform. And this first gentleman is a guy who goes by the name of Vermin Supreme.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you know how the Canadians are not going along with that environmental treaty that the rest of the world is doing?
Yeah, the Kyoto, yeah.
Yeah. Is the States going along with that?
I think they're still in. I know there's been some opposition from the Republicans regarding that, but I think as of right now, they're still in that. So.
Don't you think that's stupid that Canada's not doing it?
Yeah, it's sort of weird that we're kind of the...
It's like we turned our country into a bunch of assholes.
Yeah, I guess we're a bunch of pieces of shit.
Yeah.
We were the nice guys at one point, right?
We were totally the nice guys.
Now are they just the pieces of shit?
Yeah.
All right. What can you do?
Okay, let's watch this stuff.
So this is a gentleman. I don't know which party he represents. I think he said he was.
Is this going to be boring, Eric?
No, it's going to be interesting.
Okay.
His name, he goes by the name of Vermin Supreme.
Is that his real name?
That's what he's going by. And this is what he has to say about how the country should be run.
an opening 2 minutes to Mr. Vermin Supreme.
Thank you. Gingivitis has been eroding the gum line of this great nation long enough and must be stopped.
Sir, and yes, if you are asking, that is in fact a boot on his head.
All right. He looks like Gandalf.
Yeah, if he was wearing
with a boot on his head. What the fuck?
If he was wearing a rubber boot on top of
his
head.
So what is? How does this dude, if it takes so much money to do it, how does he afford to do it?
Well, he's not really running a big campaign. He's just kind of
fucking shit up.
Yeah.
For too long, this country has been suffering a great moral and oral decay in spirit and in sizers. A country's future depends on its ability to bite back. We can no longer be a nation indentured. Our very salivation is at stake. Together, we must brace ourselves as we cross over to the bridgework into the 23rd century. Let us bite the bullet and together make America a sea of shining smiles from sea to shiny sea. Now, friends, some people will tell you that this mandatory toothbrushing law is about the secret dental police kicking down your door at 3 a.m. to make sure you've brushed. Friends, it is not. Some will mention the dental reeducation centers or the preventative dental maintenance detention facilities. It's about none of these things. It's not about the government-issued toothpaste containing an addictive yet harmless substance. No, friends, it is not even about DNA gene splicing to create a race of winged monkeys to act as tooth fairies.
He's got my vote.
He's just fucking with everybody, though. No, this isn't for real.
I'm guessing that he's probably putting somebody on. But he has more things to say. This is actually really good.
Friends, what this mandatory toothbrushing law is really about is strong teeth for a strong America. My name is Vermin Supreme. I am a friendly fascist. I am a tyrant that you should trust. And you should let me run your life, because I do know what is best for you. Yes, I'm a politician. I will promise you anything your little electorate heart desires, because you are my constituents. You are the informed voting public, and because I have no intention of keeping any promise that I make. Vote early, vote often. Remember, a vote for Vermin Supreme is a vote completely thrown away. I would like to take this moment to acknowledge my mother, who is in the audience here today. Please stand up, mother. Please stand up. If you can stand up, please stand up. She's going to try and stand up so you can acknowledge her. This is my mother. There you go. And 5 years ago this April, I gave her a kidney. My challenge to you people, everybody on the stage and everybody in the audience, give up a kidney.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Supreme.
Mr. Supreme, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
He has more things to say about the way that the country should run. This is actually the more interesting part.
Like some of the other candidates, including former Governor Romney, this is not your, shall we say, first rodeo.
Let us say that.
This is not the first time you have run for president in the New Hampshire primary. And President Romney has been accused, and I'm not taking a position one way or the other, of taking different positions on different issues. I'm asking you right now, do you still stand by your pledge made in 2008 to provide a pony for every American?
Yes, I do, sir. Free ponies for all Americans. Aww. One of the overlooked issues in America today.
My
free pony platform is, of course, a jobs creation program. It will create lots and lots of jobs. Once we switch over to a pony-based economy, we'll also lower our dependence on foreign oil. We'll also be able to turn all that pony poop into methane gas and wonderful compost, so we'll be able to up our soil that is being depleted by agrochemicals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, the important thing to realize is that it is a federal pony identification program where you will need your pony with you at all times. Thank you very much.
Mr. Supreme, I wanted to follow up on Ambassador Shoemaker's question.
Yes.
Regarding the ponies.
Yes.
Is that the only government entitlement program that you support? What other entitlement programs are you for?
Just that one. That's enough. But in the vein of energy production, I'd also like to address my harnessing the awesome power of zombies for energy sources. It's not just to run away from anymore. No, we have giant turbines that we're working on, and we will have lots of zombies, and we'll just sort of dangle brains in front of them, and then they will turn the giant turbines, creating energy to lessen the dependence on foreign oil in America here today. Thank you.
Mr. Supreme, your 30-second closing statement, please.
Wait for it.
My name is Vermin. My name is Vermin. Vermin Supreme. My name is Vermin. My name is Vermin. My name is Vermin. Vermin, Vermin Supreme. And you can vote. And you can vote. And you can vote for me for president if you want to. And my name is Vermin. And okay. Thanks very much for coming up. Jesus told me to make Randall Terry gay with magic sprinkled up.
Thank you, Mr. Supreme.
He's turning gay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Did he say he's turning gay? Holy shit. I didn't know politics was fun.
It can be fun if you just don't give a shit and you just run for it.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, let's.
I want to do it. Sprinkle fairy dust on everybody. Hey, be happy.
You're turning gay.
Holy shit. That is so awesome. But you know, like, even though a lot of the stuff he's saying is like super silly and ridiculous, he is making points with what he's saying.
It is a bit of a satire, what he's saying. Like, you know, he's kind of making some points as to the ridiculousness of the, sort of the political process, saying that even though, you know, like, you know, you're my constituents. I'll make a promise. I'll make you all these promises. Then I.
But I will promise not to keep them. Yeah.
So.
Well, and if you vote for me, that vote will totally be wasted.
Exactly. So, don't vote for me.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and then also, like, when he's saying that, you know, his whole like pony thing, like everything about getting a pony is all about lowering the
dependency on foreign oil. So I'm like, all right.
I think that's something that needs to be addressed because that's what the reason why there's all that fucking shit going on down there.
Oh man. We're stupid. We're so dumb. We're stupid.
Okay, what was before oil was the biggest thing that everybody needed? What was before that? Land, wasn't it?
I guess. Like, you know, just expanding like empires, I suppose. Like, you know, like, I'm going to take over this part just because I want to.
See, that makes more sense to me than oil.
Right. Well, people like to drive their cars.
Yeah.
Yes, so do I.
I know, I had lots of fun driving today.
Yeah. But people like their low gas prices.
With our disco ball in our car.
Yeah.
At night. Just feel totally pimped out.
You having fun with that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got
to. Awesome.
Got a little disco ball ornament for the PT Cruiser, aka the Tip Tap Tip Mobile Command Center.
We should do a show in our car.
We could.
That'd be fun.
Like it was
Except mentioned. We probably should drive a little bit more so that we don't get into an accident.
No,
would be fucked if we got into an accident when we were recording, hey?
Yeah, our last moments recorded. It's like, oh, watch out for that. Done. No, like we don't necessarily have to be driving to record a show in there. Like I mentioned to you.
Well, if we did like an easy drive in the summertime when we drive out to the cabin and stuff, that's an easy drive. Once you get on the highway, that's no problem. You can talk and stuff.
Yeah. Well, like I was mentioning to Rochelle, like another sort of fellow Canadian podcaster, Scarborough Dude, oftentimes records his stuff from his parked car, usually after he's been out drinking and he's trying to sober up before he drives home.
That's so funny.
Because he has his recorder on and he has something that he needs to say and he wants to say it right at that moment. So it's recorded for posterity. And then next thing you know, it's like that. And
wasn't there a podcast a long time ago that was a priest who would just walk around and record stuff?
I think so. This is like in the early days of.
I remember liking that one.
Yeah, so the I think it's the Catholic Insider podcast, if I remember correctly. I should check and see if he's still doing it.
Yeah.
Remember he talked about squirrels a lot.
because there's lots of squirrels.
And it's all God's wonderful creations of squirrels. I love the squirrels. They're fucking great.
I don't really like them.
You don't like, well, I guess.
They're kind of like big rats.
Maybe the ones over in, I guess, wherever he happened to be from.
Maybe they're cuter.
Maybe they're better. We have just shitty black squirrels and they suck.
They're just too big.
They're stupid.
Yeah.
I like the brown ones.
Yeah, the little brown ones are fine. They're cute.
Black ones are gross.
What's that song that he played at the very end?
There's the chicken dance.
Oh, yeah. We didn't do that at our wedding.
I know.
Oh, no, we're going to have to get married again just to do the chicken dance.
Oh, man, all right. Well, because we didn't do the chicken dance, even though I requested no dumb bullshit wedding songs. Mason, who is a
yeah, and you know, we didn't really have any dumb shit wedding songs,
which means no line dancing, no chicken dancing,
yeah, no Macarena,
none of that bullshit. Like, you know, I'll do that at other people's weddings, not for ours.
Yeah,
no, none of this.
We're too cool
for school. Yeah,
yeah. You know what? That guy totally stole my idea about the horses. Remember, I always said that I wanted to have a horse instead of a car because it's less expensive. You just feed the horse grass.
Mm.
You don't remember me saying that a long time ago? It's on Tip Tap Tip.
I'll have to consult
you. Rochelle claims that idea as being her idea, not that Vermin Supreme's idea.
I'll have to consult the archives. I don't know what episode that is, but if anybody happens to know, info@tiptapdip.com is our email address. Let me know, because
would you ever be a politician?
If I could wear a boot on my head, I would be anything. It looks fun.
I think it looks kind of like it's going to fall off. But amazingly, it's probably just because it's rubber. It's suction cupped on
to his head.
Yeah,
man, I would be the best thing in the world. I would just walk around like a wizard. You wear a boot on your head, and that'd be the best thing ever. I can't wait till I'm like really, really old and I can just do like crazy eccentric things and people just go, oh, he's just old.
Yeah, but you are old already. You could start doing that now.
Yeah, but
a little bit.
But I can't
gradually go into it.
Yeah, but I can't go, you know, it's not like I can like go outside and like hike up my pants, my tits and wear a fanny pack. And like a velour top.
And why would you want to do that? That's not cool.
I know.
That's not cool. Weird. That's just like people would think you know you're not all there. Weird.
Yeah, I know, that'd be fun. Would you?
No, it's different. What he's doing is different than what you're talking about.
Oh. Okay.
See, what he's doing is he's making it so fucking weird that it's obviously fucking weird. Like a boot on your head is not the same as wearing your pants really high in a fanny pack.
All right.
It's not.
Okay, maybe I'll.
It's like a shtick, right?
It's a thing. All right.
Is that what you call it, a shtick?
What I would do or what he does?
What he does.
It's his, I don't know, it's his thing. It's what he does.
Yeah.
It's part of the vermin.
He's probably an artist.
Yeah, I would bet you he is.
Yeah.
We talk about a lot of pornographic movies on Tip Tap Tip, especially when it comes to remaking.
Weren't we going to rent the last one because we were both curious and it didn't really look like it was that bad? But now I can't remember which one it was.
I can't remember which one it was. Huh. I don't know.
Star Wars? Maybe, was it? No, Star Trek?
Star Trek, maybe. I don't know. But I guess they're just going all out. They're making a Star Wars XXX parody. And the budget is actually pretty decent for a feature film. This is the trailer. I know you won't be able to see much of it because you're listening to the show. But I'll post a link to it in our Facebook fan page, as well as I'll post a link on our website so you can check it out yourself and marvel at the wonder that is this Star Wars XXX parody trailer. Fun.
Axel Braun Productions presents
something to do with stuff. Long time ago, in a parody, far, far away. Pretty good so far, huh?
Which ship is that, Eric? The biggest fucking ship?
Yeah, the Imperial Star thing.
I saw that when I walked past the Lego store today.
Holy shit. So this is like the opening sort of scene from, I guess, the original Star Wars. It looks like with a big Imperial something or other chasing the smaller ship.
My God! I think the princess must be at the controls again. Language?
All right.
Morgans,
your ship is riding low.
Wonder why.
I stole it.
So the TIE fighters are approaching the Death Star.
Luke, buddy, fight's over this way.
Right, sorry.
Use the force, buddy.
Princess Leia.
Darth Vader, only you can be so bold.
Perhaps we can reach an agreement.
So far, it just looks like Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't really see, except for Princess Leia being a total slut.
That was close.
Yes, it was.
Star Wars Triple X. Porn parody. Starring Seth Gamble as Luke Skywalker. Allie Hayes as Princess Leia. Rocco Reed. I love these names that people have. Tom Byron as Obi-Wan. Jake Chibbles as Chewbacca. And Lexington Steele as Darth Vader. With Chi-Chi LaRue as the voice of C-3PO.
I wonder if they get C-3PO to fuck people.
I'm sure everybody fucks everybody in this thing. So it's
that would be funny. Or Chewbacca?
His big Wookiee dick.
Oh, that would be sick.
So what else we got here? Well, this is a clip.
That looks really funny.
You want to see it, right? I'm sure you totally want to see it.
Mm.
No.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure that the novelty of it will wear off pretty quick.
So yeah.
All right, we get it.
Totally. After the first 5 minutes, you're like, man,
all right,
okay,
we get it.
Get
Darth
it.
Vader is fucking Princess Leia. Yeah. All right, blah, blah, blah. This is a clip from Toddlers and Tiarios, one of our favorite shows over Tip Tap Tip. You know, usually it's pretty boring, but in this particular case, this young girl, a 6-year-old named Alana Haller, she's a bit something. She cracks me up. Her mom's a bit cuckoos.
They're all little princesses.
No, but this one's funny. She's okay. Ridiculous. Her mom's a bit of a piece of work, but,
the moms are usually like really ugly.
This one's no exception, let me just say.
I'm June. I'm known as the Coupon Queen. And my daughter, Alana, is known as the Diva Beauty Queen.
Whoa, wait a minute. Pause it.
All right.
How many chins does she have?
I was trying to figure that out when I was preparing the show. I'm like...
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Yeah, so the clip...
It's like 1, 2, 3...
4,
four chins.
Yeah, the clip opened up with the family tossing around various rolls of paper towels because I guess she collects all this shit because she likes coupons, which maybe she's on another show like Extreme Couponing. Who knows? But anyways, they have a lot of shit.
Those extreme couponers, it's almost like they need a whole separate house to put all of their shit.
Well, you'll see in the background a lot of these shelves with all
this
shit.
Yeah, I can see it. There's like six bottles of fructus shampoo. Really?
Because you need like 60 bottles of shampoo. Always.
Yeah, and...
Watch this, I'm going to get tool paper now. Y'all ain't got me. Uh-oh. I got tons of it here.
I'm Alana, I'm six, and I'm a beauty queen. Girls must be crazy if they think they're going to be me, honey boo-boo child.
What? Can you say
I'm
that?
I'm super sad. Girls must be crazy.
The other girls must be crazy if they think they're going to beat me.
Me, honey
boo-boo child.
I don't know what that means.
Weird.
I'm super sad because I do pageants.
Dance around. Kind of freaking out a bit.
My mama nickname is Coupon Queen. I got some money to do my pageants with.
Come on, baby, let's go get ready for the pageant. Come on. Go up in the closet and bring mama your stuff. Come on. Are you ready? Come here. Bring mommy the toast.
I like to win because I want to win money.
You ready for the hotel? We ain't got a swimming pool, unfortunately, this time.
A dollar makes me holler, honey boo-boo.
You hear the producers cracking up. They're just like, what the fuck? A dollar make me holla, honey boo boo.
It's so weird.
And then you hear like the producers going, what the fuck? Yeah.
Unfortunately, this time.
A dollar makes me holla, honey boo boo.
A lot of pageant moms and people know what the special juice is. Everybody has their different concoctions. You know, special juice is just to help her energize her. A lot of moms say, oh, you're doping up your child. Well, hey, no, I'm not. I'm not hurting her. We have tried the pixie sticks, as they call pageant crack. We went through 15 bags at one pageant, and it just don't do anything for her. She just drinks it for pageants to give her that extra oomph. So whatever works for your child, use it.
What?
So they
give their child a whole shitload of sugar so that they will be totally, like, really, really hyped.
Yeah, when they're on stage.
Wow.
And they're just, like, freaking out. Yeah, and I guess it's a thing. I don't know, like...
That's kind of fucked.
So, like, and I guess all these other sort of pageant kids are also, like, chugging, like, pixie sticks, which is basically pure sugar.
That's really bad, because then they're always going to think that they're going to need something in order to perform every single time.
Yeah, because age six is a really great age to form a dependency on...
on sugar.
Sugar, right?
Ready to go! My special juice is going to help me well. Beauty is so boring, I don't want to do it.
Contestant number two, Alana.
Yeah, these before and after shots look completely different.
Like, it's kind of fucked up. They go from looking like a normal little girl on a daily basis to a little doll.
Yeah.
Smile, baby!
Look beautiful, baby! Look, you better win! I'll take away your special juice!
Mama needs to buy some more paper towels!
Behind the judges and walk her through a routine. She'll know the tummy when I go like that. She'll be knowing that she needs to show the tummy to the judges. We're the judges!
What?
Yeah, she said, look what I showed to the judges. She lifts up her shirt and just starts squeezing her tummy together and going,
she's weird. Like, no, funny, like, in a good way.
She's funny weird.
Yeah.
Her future plans is to be a couponer like her mama. This is contestant number two, Alana.
Alana did really, really good in her beauty today. The only thing she didn't is the back egg. She didn't show her belly.
I am Daisy.
Here, drink two big gulps.
It's part of pageant competition. They want their child to stand out, so you've got those moms that are going to do whatever's necessary to put their child in that light.
Go-Go Juice makes me laughy and play, and it makes me feel like I want to pull my mommy's hair.
My Go-Go Juice is kicking me right now.
Whoa, holy shit. She's like, what the fuck? She's twirling around on the floor. She's spinning. What, like, what the hell is in that?
It's probably like Red Bull and, like, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like
Red Bull to a kid, though. That's
They don't specify exactly what it is, but it's probably some sort of energy drink.
Yeah.
Just, again, the six-year-old, they already have plenty of energy. But
We're going to move right along.
Along. You know what to do.
Contestant number two, Alana.
Look at Snoochie!
Look at it!
Oh, baby!
And the kid already has a bit of a gut.
Yeah. But it's cute on a little kid.
Yeah, right? When you're six, it's kind of cute. But
yeah. She's obviously spray tanned.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Yeah,
her mom is weird.
I don't know where Alana's personality comes from. Honestly, Alana is Alana. She had a great personality, and that Daisy Duke was so, so cute.
Number two, Alana.
Take it back, baby. That heaven may beat Alana.
And that goes to...
The dad could not look any more bored than he is.
Oh, I didn't even see him.
No, he's the dude who's just kind of sitting there like that.
With his arms crossed,
he's
yeah.
He's just like, why the fuck am I
this
here?
Woman, I'm sorry. I just can't stop looking at how the mothers have just totally let themselves go. Like, and they put all their effort into their child looking good, and they just look awful. Like, this woman has probably not had her hair cut in 6 years or something, and that shirt she's wearing is so disgustingly stretched out. And
yeah, that's one thing I don't get is they put all this effort into making your child beautiful, but like, you know, spend like fucking 5 minutes on yourself. Like 5 minutes, that's not a lot. Like, you know, like
no, it did nothing.
Like, you know, just I know it's weird. I find that weird because it's on the
because
number,
they're so concerned about beauty. You think that they would be concerned about their own beauty?
Yeah,
as
look
well.
In the mirror.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways. And the best part of the clip is coming up near the end, so we'll just have to listen to it.
Contestant number two, Alana.
God, I'm very, very pleased because the last Precious Moments pageant that we did, we got participation, and this time we got third runner-up.
I'm glad they left that in.
Oh, that is sick. She's seriously, I'm sorry, that woman looks like she's gonna fucking pass out while she's talking. Like, her eyelids are half closed. She's like,
this time we got third runner up.
Oh, repulsive.
Sad. Because I didn't get a big trophy, and because I didn't get a crayon, I show my belly so it does. Because like, they don't know a good thing when they see it.
I know. That kid is hilarious. So.
Yeah, the kid is really funny. But the parents seem just kind of like, and especially the dad. Holy shit.
He didn't say an entire word.
No. I feel so sorry for those fathers because most of the time, it's like they don't give a shit, and these women just make them come along and do it. Don't you love your child?
Yep.
We have to do it. Mm. And you know what? You know, they win money and stuff, but it's a lot of money to enter those things.
Oh, yeah. Like,
and they spend so much money.
Like the dresses and the tanning and everything else.
Everything. It's not really worth it. You win. So you win $500, but you spent $500 on the dress alone.
Yeah. Like,
it's kind of ridiculous.
And for what? Like, you know, your kid's done these things probably. Well, age six is probably like one of the last years that she's going to be doing these child pageants. You know what I mean? Because they had these kids in there, like four, sometimes three. You know,
it's
where they can barely like talk or walk or move on their own, right? So like she's probably not going to be doing these for much longer. But I'm glad she did because she was funny as shit.
like I'm on ballet.
Look at my ballet. Stephen Hawking, famous scientist. When New Scientist magazine asked Brief History of Time author Stephen Hawking what he thinks about the most, the Cambridge University professor, renowned for unraveling some of the most complex questions in modern physics, answered, "Women. They're a complete mystery."
Women?
I get it. I understand because, you know, he's trying to figure out, like, the meaning of, like, the life, the universe, you know, space and time and all these things, which I even can barely get my head around. And when at the end of the day, women, who knows what they're about? It's a mystery to even the smartest guy in the world. He's like, fuck, figure out all this shit.
Yeah, but does Stephen Hawking even have a woman in his life?
Not only does he have a woman, but for a guy who's been...
He does?
Yeah.
Like he's married and stuff?
Oh, yeah. A man, apparently, this is, this is going on, I think what I read somewhere is he's basically can't move like anything, right? He can't talk, like he can't move anything because of this degenerative disease that he has. So he's been in a wheelchair for like 40
years. Oh man, that would be the worst.
But his brain still works perfectly.
No, but like one of those diseases that makes you so you can't move.
Yeah, apparently.
At all.
But apparently he had I don't know how this is possible, but apparently he had an affair with his nurse, and I think he left his wife for his nurse, which is, for a guy who's completely confined to his wheelchair, who can't even talk without the assistance of a computer device, he's a pretty smooth character. He must be doing some smooth talking if he can convince his nurse.
Yeah, but can he even have sex or anything?
No, you know, no. Not without assistance. So
maybe the nurse knows how to work it. There you go.
Like, please touch my penis. that's because that's a computer voice he has, right? He can't talk on his own.
Yeah.
Please.
Can he move his tongue?
No, he can't. He can't really move anything. Like he can kind of like move his head, but he can't speak. So he
can't have sex at all then.
No.
So it's not, so he can't really have an affair.
Apparently.
Like, it's not really an affair.
Well, but apparently he got into a romantic relationship with his nurse while he was still married. I interpret that how you will. I don't know the mechanics of it.
Yeah.
But apparently that's what he did. But,
crazy.
Then again, I could be. It was something I read years ago, and it might be complete bullshit, so don't go based on anything I say, because sometimes I'm wrong. So, that being the case...
I don't think women are that much of a mystery.
Well, that's because you're women, and you know all the secrets, and you're not giving them
up. It's not a secret. There's nothing secretive about it. It's just you think differently and stuff sometimes.
You don't say. Well... All right, I think
and you don't have the same hormones. That's the biggest mystery.
Why are
the hormones?
Why are these ladies so crazy?
No, you can't say that all women are crazy, Eric.
Okay, so why?
That's mean.
I apologize, women of planet Earth. I didn't know what I was saying. Sometimes my mouth moves and my brain is like, "What are you talking about? That's stupid." But by that point, my mouth has already gone bah, 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 and I'm like. Anyways, we're going to wrap this up. I'm going to switch things up a bit.
What do you think is the biggest mystery in the world?
I have to say women.
Come on.
I don't get them.
There's got to be a bigger mystery than that.
Why do women act the way they do sometimes? It's like...
You know what I don't, you know what I don't understand right now?
What's that?
That I just thought of? Dry ice. How does that work?
It's frozen hydrogen? Like, it's not... It's like a frozen gas, I think.
So it's not really ice.
It's not like water ice. It's like another substance, which is frozen. My understanding, at least. Mm. Yeah. And it does things. I'm going to switch things up. Usually we end with...
I think space would be a bigger mystery.
There's a lot of mystery in that fucking thing.
Yeah, because you can't actually go out there and actually see it. With a woman, like, you can... If you spend a lot of time with a woman and you talk to her, then you would understand her. But the thing is, men assume that once they know one woman, they assume that all women are going to be the same.
And that
is the wrong assumption.
I made that mistake several times because
women are not like Levi's jeans. Like, you can't just go in.
You can't crack the code.
No, you can't.
There's no code to crack. I've learned this lesson. And it's that all women are slightly different. So the best thing that a man can do, is to be more empathetic, like, you know, towards a woman's needs, right? Because some women are different, and what you might do to one woman to make her happy would just seriously piss off another woman, and then you're less scrambling going, but it worked the other time. I don't know. And then, you know, you just come off.
No, but you just, I think with that, you just, like, men need to be, they need to listen more and be more aware of what their actions are before they do it, instead of just, like, assuming that.
Well, here's the problem with women, and, is women think that guys are actually smarter than they are.
And they give off hints instead of actually telling a guy.
A guy needs to be told outright exactly what you mean.
But I know when I was dating, you know what the problem is all those fucking stupid Cosmo magazines and stuff that give advice, right? Like, if you want your boyfriend to take you out on this date or whatever, just hint at this and this and this and this and this. And it's like, no, that totally doesn't work.
No, with guys, there's no...
You say, outright.
There's no reading between the lines if you're a guy. There's just the fucking lines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, you tell me. You tell me you want to do this, you tell me you don't want to do that. You don't go, well, da 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 da, and then get pissed off at me when I don't interpret
so
your...
I want you to buy me flowers sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes because you never do that.
I did that one time. I bought you a potted plant with a flower.
I know, and that was the best.
I know.
Because I didn't even tell you to do it.
I just did
it. But that doesn't mean go and do it tomorrow, because that's not the same.
Okay.
That would just be dumb, because then it's just like telling you to buy me something. But just every once in a while, flowers.
And I would like you to sometimes just say what you mean.
Well, I thought you were going to ask me to rub chocolate quick all over my body sometimes.
That too. That'd also be good. It'd be fantastic.
See, and I can just figure out what you want, and you can't figure out what I want.
It's again.
You're I think most dudes are kind of easy to figure out.
Yeah, guys are pretty much an open book when it comes to figuring them out.
Yeah, no, not when it comes to, like, your deep feelings.
That is
a totally different. Men are a fucking closed book when it comes to that.
Yeah, men are bad communicators.
Or is it just you?
No, men are bad communicators when it comes to expressing, like, you know, how they feel, right?
Yeah.
Because even when they hang around guys, they don't necessarily talk about, like, you know, how, what their emotional state is. They just talk about dumb shit, like the game, what they saw on TV.
Yeah.
You know.
See, now I find women...
How hot that bitch is.
I find that is more confusing than women, because women actually talk about that. If you really want to talk with a woman about what they're feeling and what their emotions are and what they're going through, they'll tell you everything. How much easier can it get? Really?
We're just wired differently, and it's just like...
Yeah, because when a woman starts talking to a guy about her emotions, the guy's like... totally zones out, and he's like, oh, I wonder what's my friend's writing on Twitter. I should probably check my phone. this is really boring. When is she going to be done? I wouldn't mind a beer. I want to watch the game.
I wonder if I can recite prime numbers for a really, really long time.
One, I wonder if I stare at her tits.
Three, five, seven.
Isn't that what, 11, what guys do so that they don't come too fast?
11, 13, 17, 23. I can't go on. 31.
Okay, who cares? Who cares?
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Anyway, I think people in general are just really confusing. People in general. That was the hardest part about owning the business, was trying to figure out people. There's no fucking way.
People are weird.
People are weird.
All right. I feel like this is a conversation that, like, you know, had we not started the show like an hour ago, we could just let this go. But we do have time limits on this show, and sometimes we need to get it off. Even though I feel like this is the kind of conversation where we could just kind of get rolling with it and talk and unravel the mysteries of men and women. But another time.
Another time. Yeah, that would actually be a really good conversation to have with a guest on the show.
All right. Maybe we'll work on that. We'll get people on. We haven't had a person on in a bit.
Yeah. I think that sounds good.
All right, we'll do that. Anyways, thank you for listening, and I'm going to cue things up with a bit of a different song than we usually end with, because it's New Year, it's a different song. All right, and maybe I'll see how this one works. So, anyways. All right, thanks for listening. Our show is called Tip Tap Tip. It's a podcast, which is like an internet radio show, if you need to explain it to, like, somebody who doesn't know what a podcast is. It's a radio show that you listen to on your mobile playing device thing. Yeah. If you like the show, like I said at the beginning of the show, tell your friends, write a review, give us 5 stars on the iTunes. I explained it to you at the beginning. Rewind if you need to. Because I explained good, thoroughly, and I was patient for you while you did your thing. Let's do that, all right? Let your friends know about the
show. So demanding, Eric.
Let your friends know about the show. Say, hey, I listen to the show. It's really good. You should check it out, too.
This shit is good.
Yeah. If you have any topic ideas, any questions, stories.
Any stories, or if you just want to say hi or bye or whatever you want to talk to us about, send us an email. info@tiptaptip.com.
Yeah. That's about that.
We like to hear from people. It's fun. Is this the Beach Boys?
Yeah, it's an instrumental of a song.
They're going to sue us.
I will only play it the one time. Please don't sue me, Beach Boys. I do this because I want people to buy your records, because they're good.
And that new Smile album, which is awesome.
Thanks, Rochelle. That's best Christmas ever.
I know, because I know what you want.
Anyways, thank you for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.